I'm Rona Tarrant. Guam's Catholic Church has filed for bankruptcy. The church faces multi-million dollar lawsuits for sexual abuse from about 190 accusers. Last November, Archbishop Michael Burns announced the church's decision to file for bankruptcy after mediation efforts to try to settle claims failed. The bankruptcy filing will halt current lawsuits and create a deadline for abuse victims to file new claims before the church settles with accusers. In the UK, MPs have rejected British Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit plan by 432 votes to 202 in a historic vote which has thrown the future of her administration into doubt, as well as the nature of the UK's withdrawal from the European Union. May had made a last-ditch appeal for MPs to back the withdrawal agreement, which she sealed with Brussels in November after almost 2 years of negotiation. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn called for a motion of no confidence in the government, which will be debated today. The State Department has said an American is among at least 15 people killed following an attack on a luxury hotel complex in Kenya's capital, Nairobi. The Somalia-based militant group Al-Shabaab said it was behind the attack on the compound in the Westlands district of the city. Media reports said at least 30 people were being treated at Nairobi hospitals. Pope Francis has advanced the sainthood causes of three women and recognised the martyrdom of 14 religious sisters who were killed during the Spanish Civil War. The Pope formally recognised a miracle needed for the canonisation of Blessed Marguerite Bays, a laywoman from Switzerland known for her spirituality through physical suffering. She died in 1879 and St John Paul II beatified her in 1995. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org. The Diocese of Santa Rosa has produced a list of its priests and deacons who have been accused of sexual abuse, with the allegations spanning more than six decades. Bishop Robert Vesa released the list of 39 men on the diocese website and newspaper. He expressed sincere sorrow over the abuse and apologised to anyone who suffered as a result. The bishop said he hoped releasing the list would show survivors they had been heard, and the church is committed to listening to them.